one's Zorn, the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
Not just any Zorn, Eric Zorn, feisty columnist for your Chicago Tribune. Hello, feisty Eric Zorn.
Hi, I'm feeling not just feisty, but a little bit abashed.
You are? Week.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why?
Well, Mary Schmeek and I do this this thing every year where we gather at the Old Town School of Folk Music and we sing holiday songs, just a big sing-along thing we do there. And it's real popular, and we have really great musicians behind us. And this year, something happened that was really unfortunate, which was that we decided that we had people tell stories about Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this contest every year. We ask people to submit. Usually it's like a song parody, something funny. But this year we decided we'd tell some touching stories about Santa, how Santa has intersected with their lives. And, you know, there's some people who express doubts about Santa, and some people who are skeptics about this.
Oh,
and,
no. You don't believe, you don't receive.
That's what they
exactly.
say.
Exactly. So on Saturday, our shows are usually in the evening. But we have one show that's on Saturday afternoon. And the shows are the same, but a lot of people bring their kids, their families to these shows. And the story, and what happened was we have five shows and five winners. And we pick the winners, and what we do is we just take the names, we write to all of them and say, what shows can you come to? Because it's a busy time of year. People have other things to do. You know, unbelievably, people have other things to do than to go see me sing songs.
Seems rude.
I don't know why. But so we coordinate with them, and it's just like, well, I can go here and here, and I can't go here, and it's a little bit of an organizational thing, but I do it. I do it gladly. I do it for the people.
Yeah.
And we ended up, the story that just ended up because this woman could make it on Saturday afternoon was one story that was particularly skeptical.
Oh, no. About the existence of Santa?
About the existence of Santa Claus. I mean, it was nakedly skeptical.
What's wrong
about
with this
it.
Woman?
Well, it was a good story. It was a very touching story. It was about her. You know, I can read a little bit of it here without. You know, I don't want to give her too much publicity. But it was actually a very nice story. But she talked about. It starts that I was 8 when my parents divorced. Christmas had always been hard. It got harder when my parents were split because they loathed each other.
That's terrible.
Isn't this a great story to be telling for kids? But, you know, it's a good story. I have to say, I mean, it was one of the best. We received dozens of entries, and this was really one of the best written, best. But it was a story. It was a real life story about Christmas and how Christmas is not, you know, always this jolly, happy, wonderful thing.
Right, some people don't enjoy it as much as others.
Some people don't, and so, you know, she talks about how this cold December night and her mother had agreed to go to the mall and then all of a sudden she starts doubting the existence of Santa Claus on top of all the other problems she has. And she talks about her broken heart and how then she decided that Santa Claus was based in humanity's tenacious devotion to hope. I mean, even under tough circumstances, it's a beautiful thing. It is all about love. But again, it was a very skeptical story. And, you know, afterwards, parents were saying to us, they said, you know, like, it was a very nice program, lovely singing, great music, but it's going to be a long car ride home.
Oh, yeah, sure.
As we try to explain to our children how someone could be so skeptical about Santa Claus. And we just felt awful about that because the whole point of this show, and we kept politics out of it, and that's hard.
That is hard.
That is really hard for me to do. You know, it's like I did the whole show with a sock in my mouth, actually. Made it hard to sing, but I had to do it.
That's how the Muppets started.
So we had done this. And the other stories were actually really, you know, were
a little more upbeat.
A little more upbeat. But then we had to massage one for Sunday. And I want to actually read this because it's really good.
All right.
And this is our winning story. Is there time for this now? And you know what we should do? Let's wait. Let's wait a few minutes.
Do a quick break?
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
a good idea. And then I'll read it because it's a All great right. story.
That
You're
works.
Good, Eric. You really
very,
are. Way
very
to be hand signals.
Feisty at professional is Eric Zorn. Stick around. A story that you just need to hear, a Christmas tale from Eric Zorn coming up next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Up on the rooftop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys. All broken
Eric Zorn is here. He is the Burl Ives of our generation. I'm not the first person to say that. I'm sure of it. Eric, you were just telling us a story, and we had to take a quick break, but catch us up.
It just happens in radio, doesn't it?
It happens all the time in radio.
I'll just set this up that over the weekend, Mary Schmeek and I did our Songs of Good Cheer programs. 18 years we've been doing these.
Nice.
And we always have a contest, and this year the contest was people to submit stories they'd written about Santa Claus, having mm-hmm. to do with Santa Claus, or loosely organized on that. Mm-hmm. And I was explaining how some of them were a little bit too skeptical about the existence of Santa for our audience, which has a lot of kids in it sometimes. And
the matinee show,
so
certainly.
The matinees do. And Sundays, our show is at 4 p.m. And this was a particularly moving entry, and I wanted to read it. And I'll tell you how we set it up.
Okay.
Because it's... many children go through periods of great skepticism about Santa Claus, and this puts demands on their parents. A man named Steve Cruz of Glenview, C-R-E-W-S. He was a reporter and editor at the Tribune. He went to work as a deputy press secretary for Mayor Jane Byrne, a corporate media consultant after that, crisis management expert. And many years ago, when his son Sam was about 8 and expressing certain doubts, Steve managed that little crisis by channeling Santa's voice. Since he had Santa write Sam a letter that framed this issue. And his wife, Evelyn, submitted the letter to our contest in late October. And that's when Steve was in hospice care. And only after we selected it as a winner of this contest did we learn that Steve had died on November 3rd at age 75. And Sam came to our show. And Sam is now a man. And,
yeah.
And he read this letter that Santa had written to him. And it goes like this. Dear Sam, your dad stayed up late last night to tell me that you now know as much about me as I do about you. Good. I'm glad you asked. And don't worry. No child ever leaves me. Ask your mom. Ask your dad. They know I don't live in the North Pole, really. It's too cold. They know, I don't usually ride in a sleigh. That's really dangerous. But they love me, and so will you. You will love me 50 years from now. What do you think happened last night, just as you were asking all these questions about me? Why, a baby was born out in Kalispell, Montana. That's right. Just as you were... maybe being a little skeptical, putting aside your belief, a brand new child was born who's going to put that belief to good use. So long as that keeps happening, I'll never be out of a job. Sam, I want to wish you a wonderful life. If you don't mind, I'll continue to drop by on future Christmases just to make sure you're okay. Love, Santa.
Very nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, it addresses the entire, meaning of the tradition
what it reminds me of? It's like a modern day Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus.
Yes, exactly. It really was.
That little girl years and years ago who wrote a letter to a newspaper saying essentially the same thing. I'm not sure that Santa Claus exists. And then the paper let her know that, yeah, he does.
Well, I can't remember the newspaper that was the Virginia letter was written to. I think it was a New York paper, maybe the New York mm-hmm. Herald. But yeah, Mary and I, after the thing on Saturday, where we read a letter to an audience of children that was quite skeptical.
Yeah.
And it was like we were thinking, well, the New York paper said, Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. The Chicago Tribune columnists go, well, maybe not so much. This is what you get. But it's a great tradition.
Yeah.
And it's one that's difficult to explain and finesse. And these days when there's so much information is at everybody's fingertips all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean...
I didn't even think of that. If a kid who has grabs their parents' cell phone or probably has their
A kid has their own cell phone.
But, at a younger age and Google's the big question, they could be careful what questions you ask the Google machine. That's all I want to say.
There was always some kid that would figure out how long it would take Santa Claus to visit each house in the world. And, the math doesn't quite add up.
Sure, go to NORAD. You can track Santa. We
do that
every year.
Yeah, there's something about how, in fact, if you moved that fast with that much stuff, it would create like a huge ball of fire that would consume the earth or something. Can I read one more of these stories? This was one.
Although
that
somebody just texted, "What the hell, you guys? I'm crying in the Starbucks drive-thru right now."
Oh, no.
Well, that was Steve Cruz's letter from Santa.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful letter. This was a lighter one. This was much more typical of the ones we got. Really like this one. This was Jane Barker who wrote this on Saturday night. Came on. The winners come up on stage and read them. My dad worked for the phone company. Every December of my young life, he would pull out the stepladder from the basement, set it up in the kitchen, and carefully, meticulously go about attaching a wire from one end of the kitchen to the other. My brothers and I watched in reverence. He would go outside and tinker with something on the house and return to proclaim, "It's connected." The Santa line. A direct conduit to the North Pole. Dad had connections. He knew how those wires worked. Yep, Santa could hear everything we said. He knew if we were naughty or nice, and we bought it hook, line, and sinker. And if we occasionally wandered into the kitchen to mention the cool cowboy boots or baseball glove, please not a doll, we wanted for Christmas, well, who could blame us? And of course, Santa heard us. He knew just what we most wanted and heard when we apologized for not being quite so nice. But it really wasn't my fault. He started it. The magic lives on. My brother set up the wire every year for his girls and then gifted the magical device to his eldest when she first had her first child. The wonder of Christmas and the innocence of belief. It's terrific stories.
What's the day where a parent can say to their child or children, you know, Santa is watching.
Hey! Oh,
does that start about November 1st?
Oh,
would you say fairly? That's like early November, December, where
I
you
say
just
Thanksgiving.
Go. Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. What about like January 1st.
Well, I used to do it all year. I still do.
It's like
Santa's watching.
Come on, yeah. Well, I wonder how long you can hold that idea in your head that Santa's watching. That would be oppressive, wouldn't it, to feel like you're being watched?
But, not when you're in the bathroom. It's just everywhere
Santa
else.
Santa and Big Brother are watching.
Why is Santa so jolly? Because he knows where all the naughty girls live.
I mentioned, Eric, that you have a special guest, or two actually, in studio with us. You've not heard them, but your mom and dad are in town.
They came in for the show. Yeah,
very
they came
nice.
From Ann Arbor. They took the Amtrak in, and it's really great to have them come. They were at the first one 18 years ago, and they've come periodically. And it's usually the weather this time of year is pretty dicey, and the weather looked awful this year.
Yeah.
But we figured, well, they'll take the train, and so it's great.
Do you fall into a different role when your parents are around? Do you all of a sudden become the kid in the family again?
Do you think so? I don't know.
They say no.
No. I'm too old for that, I guess.
Oh.
But it's great to have them come visit. And last night during the last song, you know, I got to go out in the audience and I sat with them and sang with them for the last song of the show. So
makes me sad I don't have parents. You're lucky, Eric. Enjoy them.
I'm very lucky. I know that. I know it's.
Are they staying with you?
Yeah.
They're staying at your house?
Mm-hmm.
How's that work?
That's love.
How's that work?
Is that fun?
It's great. They're fine. They have a whole basement apartment down there for them.
Oh, that works out.
And they don't make, they don't turn the radio up too loud or anything.
Yeah.
And so.
Turn that music down.
So it's nice. It's great. And they have a good relationship now with our kids who are now young adults. And
yeah.
Generations go on.
Will they stay through Christmas?
No.
Are you kidding?
No, we're going down to the Art Institute this afternoon, and I'm going to put them on the train.
Very nice.
So it'll be cool.
So
just
nice
any
to
random
meet you.
Train, Eric, or the one back to their
I'm
house?
Just going to put them on a train. I'm
see where they end up.
The people at Amtrak are very good about sorting these things out. So if they end up like down in Indianapolis, they'll put them on the right
All
train.
Right.
I'm sure
All
they
right.
will.
Very quickly, people can find these letters on your website in your column, correct?
I will.
People want it.
I am going to post these stories. Yes. But if you're feeling like you don't want to be, you don't want to expose anyone to excessive skepticism, maybe you wouldn't want to look at all of them. But there are five wonderful stories, and they'll be at ChicagoTribune.com/Zorn later today.
Eric, thanks
Merry
so much.
Christmas.
Yeah,
Merry
we won't
Christmas.
See you next week. So have a great holiday.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next year. See you next year.
He got to say it first.
Not
darn
fair.
You.
Not fair.
I'm really quick.
That's Eric Zorn, everybody. Read him in the
Thank
Chicago
you.
Tribune. A quick break, then more coming up. Bill and Wendy, WGN.